celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Enjoy.
There we go. I haven't heard that intro in a while, Rhonda.
Oh, and I'm so glad you're here next to me tonight.
Thank you.
And I loved your wife being here, but...
Well, she'll still be here for a little bit.
Yep. But welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody, Northern California. My name is James Mazzotta, and...
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we're here for Enjoy Magazine on this lovely Thursday night. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we are very honored to have this Thursday night space that we work with a couple of other local members that also take Thursday night spaces to create and curate a little bit of talk radio.
North State Now.
North State Now, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as we said, I'm with Enjoy Magazine, we're with Enjoy Magazine, and I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants tonight because I'm kind of out of the sink. I've been... My 17-year-old son and I are in flight school, ground school at Benton Airfield with Mr. Jim. And so Tuesdays and Thursday nights for 3 hours a night, so 6 hours a week for 13 weeks, we're trying to get our pilot's license.
That's going to be awesome.
Let me tell you what, I have a whole new respect for pilots. My mind is blown. The amount of information, I have not been in school in so long, and my teeth are rattling in my head.
I know the feeling.
I know you do.
I do know the feeling.
I know you do.
Yeah.
So for those last, I don't know how many weeks I've been gone, my wife has been sitting in with Rhonda, another member of our team at Enjoy, and I appreciate her support. And so anyway, let's get things rolling. We are talking about the July 29th issue. It's called 2019th. There you go. Sensational is the title, and it's got Introduction of CAD, California Adventure District, which you guys had a guest on already.
Yeah, they were on last month.
Yep. So Nigel. This is a really, really special cover that was done for us by one of our good friends. And she's
Heather Vine.
She's an amazing artist, and I just absolutely, it's one of my favorite all-time covers.
Yeah, so. It's pretty cool.
So July is chock full of all kinds of things going on in this great North State of ours. One that I'm very fond of and want to plug always is Enjoy Movies in the Park.
Yes.
I'm
excited about this
which
week.
Which is an Enjoy event, and we consider ourselves storytellers, so we say, you know, we share the best things that North State has to offer. However, actions speak louder than words, and so this is one of the events that we created that was fun, family, and free, so that we could get out into the community and show our support in a physical way other than just sharing the great things. So June, we are always at Caldwell Park, which that has already gone and passed and was hugely successful. July, we're at Anderson River Park, and we're going to be doing our third movie already for the month of July.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that great? And what's so awesome is Dignity Health always supports us, and part of that support is the third Friday of each month, they come out with their Hello Human Kindness trailer, and they give our guests complimentary kettle corn and drinks.
Mm-hmm. And that's this week, right?
That is this week, and we'll be showing A Wrinkle in Time. What's really cool about the Anderson location, too, is that, you know, there's the Anderson food trucks.
Yes.
And that is just a small walk from where we're at, so you could actually come and go to the food trucks and have dinner. And then just walk down the little lit path down to the amphitheater and sit down and either bring your food there if you wanted or, you know, eat there and then come over and sit down and listen to music. And then we have lots of yummy desserts, cotton candy, kettle corn, Taste and See Creamery, all ice cream, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Shaved ice. So it's a really, really amazing event. Come full circle. You can come, bring hardly nothing except a blanket or a chair, and eat and have your sweets and watch a movie. And it's just all around great fun.
And sometimes there's as many as 1,000 people there.
Yeah. It just depends. So you get to meet a lot of people. Yeah, it's been a successful year this year. You know, again, support from Dignity, the McConnell Foundation, Sierra Pacific, K2 Properties. We really appreciate their support in doing this. So that's just a really great thing. And then, obviously, there's all kinds of things going on in our calendar. Our calendar is absolutely huge. There's the Lone Ranger Dunsmuir Brewing Works. That's going on from the 21st and the 28th. Public breakfast in Palisadro on the 21st. In Paradise, they've got the park party in the park, music and marketplace, and that's 24th and 31st. July 25th, there's Thursday Night Market on Broadway in downtown Chico. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Riverfront Playhouse has got some things coming up. Little Women, that'll be happening. We have a really cool Car Fire art exhibition, and that's going to be happening on July 23rd, and that's a very unique thing. And that's just kind of a little bit of a segue of what we have coming tonight, because she is a guest.
We're going to
talk about some really cool things that she's doing. So many amazing, amazing things. This whole issue is really dedicated. We always have a theme, and there's always going to be something in here for everybody, but this is really about outdoor.
Getting out and enjoying the sun.
Yeah.
And all of the amazing things that the North State has to offer.
And that's when we had kind of done this introduction. There's a really great article in here, but it's CAD. It's called Introducing CAD, California Adventure District. And we did talk about this last month, but this is something that we'll probably be revisiting time and time again because it's super, super exciting.
Yes.
And this is an organization that started here that is creating an adventure district for Northern California where it will embody all the amazing things that have to do with outdoors. Not to mention they're creating events. And so they're already taking – one of the articles in the magazine is a gentleman that's part of this organization or one of the founders. And he just did a run from the coast, basically Arcata, Eureka area, all the way to Mount Shasta. And that was a whole thing for him to map out this new run, which is starting officially next year. And from what I've heard, there's already amazing amount of people signing up from all over the world. And this is just going to be one event that's going to help attract tourism to the area that's a clean, outdoor, healthy tourism based. And that's what the Adventure District is about. There's so much more to it, but we'll have multiple stories, and we've been really honored and blessed to be a part of this district and be part of the team and membership to put together and to continue to grow this.
And it's been really fun getting to know these guys, Nigel and Ryan. And, we actually just met Ryan, and I'm pretty impressed with the guy.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Yeah.
And Nigel has been great.
And so some of our tonight's guests are also about kind of adventure, which we'll talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this we'll have multiple stories on this as it expands. As I said, this Adventure District has a lot under the hood that will be coming out, but we're starting with small steps, and it will continue to grow very, very rapidly. The whole idea is that California has about, I think it says $91 or $97 billion recreational money that comes into the state. And Northern California as a whole, gets less than 1% of that. So our goal, we really have set high, but is totally feasible if it's worked right. But they're talking about $10 billion in the first 5 years of spent revenue for adventure in Northern California.
Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of it. California Untamed is what they're calling the run coming up next year.
So there's divisions.
And there's going to be other things
absolutely
with California Untamed. So they are working tirelessly, and they're doing some pretty amazing stuff. So keep your eyes and ears open. That's all that stuff is coming up.
All that jazz.
All that.
What else have we got going on in this month's issue? There's a Discover Treasure Untold Antiques map. I always try to talk a little bit about Enjoy the Store. For those that don't know, Enjoy Magazine has several stores, and we cater to local and regional artisans. And we have a great story here in this issue called Birds of a Feather on page 49. Mm-hmm. And this is a gentleman that makes, I don't know how you explain it, birds from leather.
Leather feathers.
Leather feathers. So mm-hmm. it's unbelievable, and it's something that you should see. So, again, we try to share all the time one of our artists before we go into our series here tonight. So, yeah, so if you haven't checked out Enjoy the Store, we're down on off of California and Pine, or I mean California and Placer, 1475 Placer Street. Come check out all the amazing products that locals are making. And
one really cool thing about the store is there's a lot of new things come in. So you're never going to see, you know, well, you will see some of the things twice, but there's many things that are original and unique. So you can spend hours looking at the amazing things.
And it'll even be better, hopefully, after tomorrow when our air conditioner is fixed.
Yes.
If you want to come in for free melted chocolate, please do. Anyway, we're excited to get underway, and so we're going to take our first break and get our first guest in here, and we'll introduce him as soon as we get back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse. A timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
The Marshall Tucker Band.
Fire on the mountain.
Through hell and high water. And back again for 2019. July 21st at the Reading Civic Auditorium. A night of hits and songs from all the hit albums. There's more at MarshallTucker.com. For reserved seats, call the box office at 530-229-0022 or visit ReadingCivic.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North State, to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Again, I'm James Mazzotta, and this is my cohort,
Rhonda Alvey.
And we are Enjoy Magazine, and we love doing this Thursday night event where we actually talk about many of the things and people and places and great things that happen in our community and are part of Enjoy Magazine. So Miss Rhonda, why don't you introduce our first guest of this lovely evening?
Okay, well, you know, I'm a big fan of Riverfront Playhouse, I'm sure.
I do know that.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the president of the board, in fact. He's my husband. But they have a play opening this weekend, and we have the director of the play, Annie. Annie
Bakalanikov.
Yay.
Bakalanikov.
That's an awesome name.
What is that?
It's Russian.
Russian, okay.
Yes. So Annie's here, and you're going to talk about the play Little Women.
I am.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Yes.
When does it kick off officially?
Well, opening night is Saturday night.
Okay.
And
well, that is just that.
Right. It's just a couple days away. We're so excited. I have a great cast. We had 37 people audition for this show, which was great for a cast of 10.
And there's a, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a really strong cast and crew. Some people are familiar with the story of Little Women. Mm-hmm. Some people aren't. It takes place during the Civil War and the American Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a family who at one time was quite well-to-do, and they hit rougher times. So they're, you know, on the poor side, but they have each other, and they make it through the highs and lows of life, and, you know, different things happen to them. And it just is a really great play about family, mm-hmm. and how the family bond can mm-hmm. be so strong.
Yep. Four sisters.
Right. Four sisters, mom and dad, a cranky aunt, and the neighbor boys to make things interesting.
Well, it's a classic, is it not?
It
I
is.
I mean, I'm ashamed to say that I don't know that I've ever, I didn't read the book.
Well,
and I don't think I've ever seen anything, but everybody knows the name.
About
of,
Little Women.
Yeah.
Right. Louisa May Alcott wrote the book in the 1800s. And the character Jo, the second to the oldest sister, mm-hmm. is basically modeled after her. The
okay.
girl who was kind of boyish and wanted to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in a time when women weren't paid writers.
No.
You know, women couldn't
they
just
They went
decide.
Under aliases. Weren't they
right.
using men's names?
They were. They used men's names.
Yeah.
You know, they had to get married to have any identity at all, and she wanted to be single.
Good time.
So,
good time.
You know, it was really different then. And these were girls that were ahead of their time.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. And
isn't it amazing? I mean, I just am baffled by humanity and the whole thing, you know,
right.
about how people had to be at certain times.
Yeah.
And, you know?
It's been just a little over 100 years, and in the play they talk about, will women ever have equal rights? Will
mm-hmm.
women ever reach suffrage?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the sisters considers getting a divorce at one point, and,
Yikes.
You know, the mother's completely scandalized. You know, that just...
that just doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen.
No, no.
But
I'm so excited about this play,
yeah.
too.
Well, and one of the things that's really cool is that we've been asked, and we have been doing it now for a while, and it's been a really great success, and we love doing it at Enjoy the Store. You know, you can buy tickets online, but we also are a ticketing agent in the store, so we sell actually a lot of tickets.
Yeah, we do.
Great.
To, mm-hmm. to people that come in, they want to come in and shop, and then they, you know, they come in and buy
and
tickets.
And some people just don't do the internet, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
A lot of
yeah.
people don't,
a lot
surprisingly.
Of people don't, and they don't want to put their credit, you know,
exactly.
whatever,
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
reason, they're not comfortable with it, but it's great to have a local ticket outlet
mm-hmm.
that people can come to. Thank
yeah,
you for doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it's our pleasure.
Yeah,
for
we're
sure.
We're glad to do it. Yes.
And
yeah.
so this is being so. There's been a lot of changes that are happening with Riverfront, and one of those is that you guys have a building now, and so things will be happening hopefully in the not too distant future. But you guys are still showing at the original location
for
right.
the rest of this year,
yeah.
and probably
yeah.
part of next
yeah.
year. Yeah.
And I just can't believe how long Riverfront has sustained. I mean, I'm 51, and I attended some of the very first shows that, and when Riverfront was started with Dick Cornfield.
Yes.
And Dick Cornfield was one of my father's business partners.
Oh.
Way, way, way back when I was a child, and I remember using to go just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And have to watch people practice.
Well, and you've been part of the theater for a really long time.
I have. I actually moved to Shasta County in October of 1993, and I showed up in an audition 3 days after I moved here and was cast.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of shows in the 90s, a lot. And then I took a break to raise my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back.
Which is one of your kids? You have multiple children?
I have two.
Two. So
I have,
one of them is here with us.
Right. My daughter Emma is here tonight.
She's shy.
She is.
I'm looking over at her, waiting her to grab the mic and burst out into song and dance.
She's thinking, don't make me talk. Don't make me talk.
Not like mom.
I won't. But this isn't TV, so they can't see this lovely little creature sitting over here next to you. Anyway, So
to get tickets, you go to?
You go to riverfrontplayhouse.net. Mm-hmm. And
Or enjoy the store.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can get tickets the night of the performance, but I would advise getting them ahead of time.
Well, and, you know,
and you get to pick your seats that way, too.
Yeah, since the theater now is assigned seating,
right.
If you want to sit with friends or family mm-hmm. or buying more than one or two, three tickets, then I suggest. Reading has a tendency, from what I've seen, and I'm guilty of it, too, so I'm not trying to be a hypocrite, but to postpone buying tickets for things. It comes really fast at the end, and we see that in the store, huge surge.
Yes.
So people take blocks of seats, so you need to get, I suggest that you just come in. And for some reason, if something has changed or interferes with it, you can always call us, and we can release those seats.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's what we want, but,
right, but
you know,
sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens, and so there's ways around that, and the ticketing process that we have is pretty sophisticated, and we can take care of that with a little hocus pocus.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, but we have seen at the store, and I've told Rhonda this a lot, a huge upswing in the last year for attendance.
Mm-hmm.
As far as ticket sales. I mean, there were some shows this year that we have been just the entire show has been booked out, like complete sellouts. It's been people wanting tickets. Sorry, we don't have anything on that date. Sorry, we don't have anything
right.
on that date.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is awesome.
It's awesome.
It's so awesome.
There's nothing like live theater.
Yeah.
There really isn't. It's a great way to spend an evening. Little Women is a great show that people can bring their grandparents to. They can bring their grandkids to. They can bring any, people will bond over it. Even though it's a book that was, I think, traditionally read by young women,
mm-hmm. The
story itself in the play is something that anybody can enjoy.
It's a great story about life,
So
and family. And it's really just a charming story. I love it.
You love it.
Yep.
Yep.
So what are you doing, if anything, on the show? Or are you just
all I do is I work at the ticket booth or the ticket counter.
Sell beer.
I sell tickets. So people that walk in, or I take tickets.
Well, a lot of people don't know that you can get a beer or
you
a cocktail.
Can.
You can get
we
a
now
cocktail.
Have cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a big deal. It's not just cash only at the bar
that's
anymore.
Right.
You can use your card. So
yeah.
I think it's
that's
gonna,
brand new.
That's going to be really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rhonda made. I have to say, Rhonda made the most beautiful poster I've ever seen for my show.
That's my favorite.
Well, she probably didn't tell you. I'm actually the one that laid it out for her.
No, he didn't. Yes, I do the posters,
I
also do the newsletter, but I also do the programs. So,
I know that because I hear her over in the corner scream out an expletive that, oh my gosh, this I have to get this done.
It has to be done today.
I know.
It had to be done last week, and this one was a little bit late. And Dave Girard, who does the printing at Pacific West Graphics, has been so awesome.
He's a great guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very, very community minded.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is. I know that.
He
from
does
past
a
experience.
Lot of stuff
yeah.
for everybody as
yes.
far as when it comes to this kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, that's my part in it, and that's just fine with me. I like being behind the scenes and doing that kind of stuff.
Have you ever been on stage yet?
I have.
You have?
I had a small part.
Were you the dead grandmother once? Or you just had to lay there?
No. I did have to read, but I had my script in front of me, so I didn't have to memorize lines.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I love it. I love to give her a bath.
Yeah. I'm very shy, too. That's not my thing at all.
Yeah.
But
I'm not.
But I love the theater, and I go as often as I can, and being involved with Riverfront is great. So,
yeah. So we have still 1 minute before we take our first break, so let's dig a little deeper on what's happening at the Riverfront. What comes after that, do you know?
Frankenstein will be next.
That's what you had said, yes.
Frankenstein and then A Christmas Carol. And this whole year has been...
Like Frankenstein in like some type of a... I mean... Frankenstein, I think so many things. It's like a traditional.
Well, there are so many different
versions
of this play. So
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And Matt McDonald is doing that. He's directing that. And Matt is a theater person, has been involved in the theater for a long time.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So So we're excited about that. But this whole season, this whole year has been a season of literary classics. Mm-hmm. So every play that we've done so far has been a literary classic. So, and it's been very successful. I'm really glad that we did the theme.
I like
that. And we're doing
a
theme next year, too. We're going to be doing movies next year. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
Little Shop of Horrors?
No, no, but that's playing it. At Shasta College
right now.
Maybe that's why that was in my head.
Yeah.
I knew something was going on.
Yeah, so, well, Annie, we thank you for being here tonight and look forward to seeing your play. It opens Saturday, and it goes through
August 17th.
Awesome, awesome. So. And you can get tickets online at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store on Placer Street.
And I know they say break a leg to theatrical people, but I'm always like, make sure you fall down the stairs and break your leg.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be successful, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll introduce our next guest of the evening. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 3030, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North Lakes KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Again, I'm James Mazzotta, and this is my lovely cohort,
Rhonda Alvey, and this is North State Now.
North State Now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, North State Now. Yeah. That's what I keep forgetting, right?
Yes, James, gosh.
Your talk radio, but we're actually North State Now. It actually got branded.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens when you go away for a couple weeks? My bad.
A couple months, James.
My bad.
Well, it's been a couple months.
It does. It only feels just like a couple days, so... Anyway, we are back, and we have our next lovely guest in the hot seat. She's got a beautiful smile and just a radiant little face, and she's a tad bit nervous, and I don't know why, because she's got an amazing spirit.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's totally translated. When we talked about earlier things to do that were happening in the community, I mentioned the Car Fire Art Exhibit by Suzanne Gibbs, and it's going to be on July 23rd to the end of October. Opening night is July 23rd at 5 p.m., and this is going to be at the, was it Mosaic?
Mm-hmm. That's right, the Mosaic Gallery. In fact, sorry to correct you, but we've now moved it to 6 p.m.
Okay.
So 6 Perfect. P.m. start. I just need to be there at 5 to get it all ready.
Yeah. And then if you haven't known, she comes from another planet. Did you hear that accent?
It's lovely.
Isn't it? It's adorable. I think she just got here, and she said, no, I've been here for quite a long time. So
yeah. 15 years? Yeah.
It's charming.
Yeah,
I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, Rhonda kind of filled me in, a few days ago. And this is something, you know, we obviously have Enjoy the Store, and we work with a lot of local and regional artisans. And surprisingly enough, after the car fire, we had a lot of people come in asking us if there had been artisan pieces that had been created from things of the fire. And we've had maybe one or two, but nothing really over the top. But you've done something very special and unique. So
tell us about it. Tell us how you got started on these paintings, these very special paintings that will be on display at Mosaic.
Well, thank you. Yes, it was after the fire that I couldn't really stop thinking about the devastating trauma and all that personal loss that people close to us and to myself were experiencing. So I just felt this desperate need to respond to it. And after seeing all of that ash, you know, all that monochromatic grey ash, void of all colour, it just left this eerie, desolate view, which for me as an artist was very moving, quite inspirational. And I just felt I needed to express it. I felt compelled to respond to it. And then I immediately created my very first piece, which is a triptych in ash. And triptych, by the way, is just a fancy word which means three canvases all linked together.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's good. You'll have to educate us because I don't know.
So I collected the ash from around my home, and then I covered the surface of the three black canvases. I then started to erase the ash, stripping away at the painting, which kind of gave it a form and structure. Bone and shadow revealing the black, resilient darkness of nature. And the white ash contrasts to highlight nature's beauty, innocence, and, of course, fragility. And then from then on, I decided to collect the ash around my property and incorporate it into all my paintings. As you can imagine, it was really messy.
I'm sure. Wow.
I also found myself every now and then... I caught myself out thinking, I can smell burning, you know.
Well, that would be traumatic while doing the process.
Well, yeah.
Did you lose your home?
No, okay. I was very, very fortunate. And the exhibition is really my personal story based on my experience. I know we all have our own personal and moving stories, but this is really just my story. And in there are... some people who will actually be at the exhibition on the night, mm-hmm. the open night, who will be talking about their experiences. And one of them, if you like, was my hero, mm-hmm. Lou White, actually.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. He was on our show last month?
Last month, yeah. Yeah. And we have his CDs in our store, too.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I can't thank him enough for what he did. He basically got the firefighters to come back, even though they'd fled because it was so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To stay, and he stayed, and not only did he protect his home, but also those of East Fork community.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a painting to offer him as thanks, and that will be there on the evening. But of course, he hasn't seen it. In fact, no one has seen it.
Oh, but he knows of it.
He knows it's coming, but
he knows it exists
he hasn't actually seen it. No one, not even my husband.
I thought we might be spilling the tea right now here on air.
He actually wrote a story about his experience, and he brought it to me, and it just blew me away. Yeah. It just, gosh.
Well, Lou and also Kelly Verhoeg.
I'm very good friends with Kelly.
Mm-hmm. She will be there to share her story as well on the evening. That's on the Tuesday.
Her youngest child and my, it's her youngest child, but and my oldest son were classmates.
Oh, lovely.
And actually, we were talking about earlier, I haven't been here for a while because I'm doing flight school with one of my 17-year-old twins.
Oh, excellent.
And we're doing that because of Kelly's daughter. So her daughter has just accomplished her pilot's license and inspired us.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a funny, small world.
It is, absolutely.
So this exhibit will be at Mosaic starting on Tuesday. You're hanging it. It's been...
Well, actually, I'm putting the work up tomorrow early morning. Uh-huh. So people will be able to see it from Friday, the 19th. That's tomorrow. And then on the Tuesday from 6 till 8, that's when we're having the open night with the speakers. And also I'll be talking about my creative process and showing some boards on how I... actually produce the paintings because the ash, obviously, it's something no one has ever done before myself. So I had quite a few challenges.
That is so creative and amazing to me.
Oh, thank you.
And your website has several pictures, and it has pictures of you getting ash.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, there's a story in that itself.
And are these pieces being hung to... for viewing purposes only, so they're not for sale? Or
no,
are they
sorry. This is most important. Yeah, thank you. This is the most important thing, really, that I'm trying to raise money for the local Red Cross. So 50% of all the sales will go to the Red Cross and the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. They have kindly donated their commission fee as well.
Oh,
so 50% will go to
that
local Red Cross.
Fabulous. And I did try and get some information about the Red Cross and what they have been able to do with the car fire.
Yes.
And I wasn't able to get the information fast enough. I got heard back from the guy, and he was putting me over to somebody else who was trying to get me the information. But she may have emailed me, but I don't have that information on how much has been given to the car fire victims. But I'm sure that information is out there somewhere.
Well, what I like about this is it's, no pun intended, but, a little bit the dust has kind of started to settle. We've had our first winter. We're seeing little buds of green come back. And I just don't want people to forget. I mean, and nobody will ever forget. But, this is coming at a great time. I feel that, this is something important that, is... I don't know.
Renewal and
painting.
That's right.
Step.
Yeah. I mean, there are 16 paintings all in all, and they're going to be displayed to show how the events sort of unfolded, if you like, my reaction to an experience of the car fire. They'll be in more or less chronological order, beginning with the moment it started with my painting at Whiskeytown Lake, and then to the fire out of control, and then the following one, you're right, the butterfly, which I've titled Rebirth. Mm-hmm. It sort of represents a year on and ours and nature's transformation.
Linda's on the phone, and Linda is the owner of the station, and I believe she has a question.
Oh, okay.
Linda?
Well, I just, I'm listening, and I love the city of what's happening right now, because we were all affected somehow, through the fires.
Uh-huh.
And, Lou and Kathleen are dear friends of mine, and Kelly Verhoeg, and we're talking about this. And, of course, Rhonda and James and our artist of the moment and of our star artist here, who I just want to encourage anybody who's listening to go on Tuesday night, because we are experiencing the year anniversary of ish of what we all went through, and Lou stayed on the front lines. I mean, just fought like, I mean, when you think about the people with the wagon trains and what they did in order to fight for survival, I mean, Lou was that person. So he's my hero too. And I love the fact that you were so moved
to
create these pieces, and that's all I'm saying. So I'm listening.
Thank you.
I'm involved. Of art, just like one of the, you know, this the grain in the sand of our community, of what it was to go through this. I'm so proud of Rhonda and James with this show and the fact that you came on tonight. I know we tried to get something scheduled with you to come on our morning show, and you're busy with hanging art at Turtle Bay and all the good things that they do. So I just want to say kudos, and we'll be there Tuesday night.
Well, wonderful. I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks,
Linda.
Thanks for calling in, Linda.
Okay,
have
bye
a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, that's fun.
That's nice.
I heard the phone ring, and I thought, I wonder who's calling.
Yes.
So. So any last little things you want to give us real quick, because we're going to take our break and move on to our next guest. But I know you have all kinds of stuff, but
yeah,
we definitely want to give you your due time, because it's absolutely beautiful and fascinating.
Thank you. It's just one other thing that I wanted to mention, that I've also donated a frame signed print of one of the award-winning pieces to the Flare Ups charity, because they're going to be sponsoring the French Gulch community gathering at the weekend on Saturday.
Because
one thing I haven't really mentioned, and that's that the artwork from this exhibition has already gained some international recognition. Thank you. But one of the pieces, the butterfly, features in a magazine, the MERS magazine, for the summer. Two of the pieces won awards for Landscape 2019 in the online light and space color summer exhibition.
Wow.
And then the International Landscape Art Review magazine, they have published four of the pieces.
Oh my gosh.
And this summer, I'm going to be, there's a 16-page article on the Car Fire exhibition. So that's out next month. So that's
congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank
wow.
You've got to be tickled.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Not bad for 3 months. So, yeah. Thank you.
You can visit your website. People can visit your website.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So it's Suzanne. It's www.art by Suzanne B. Gibbs. And I have to stress, there is another Suzanne Gibbs out there.
There is.
But please look for the one with the butterfly and the car
fire. And I would say Car Fire. Yeah, I would put Car Fire
How
if you do
she?
A search. Yeah. Yes.
But she's also an artist.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're so
you.
Lovely. We lovely. Appreciate having you. And
no,
you know, it was
you.
So great, because your accent reminds me of like listening to like NPR, like a public radio. So when you were talking about your art, it was like, for a moment, I felt so sophisticated. Thank you for that sophistication.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Suzanne.
This
is
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, North State Now, and we will be right back with our next guest.
The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Reading's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back to KCNR 96, KCNR 96.5 FM. That was tough for me.
And 1460 AM.
Yes, ma'am. Radio, but it's also North State.
North State now. And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
You are, and I'm James Mazzotta. And again, we're with Enjoy Magazine. And thank you so much for listening with us tonight. And we have just a lot of great guests with us. And I always like sitting here and being able to talk about all these things, because
there's so much awesome stuff in our area.
There is.
We're so lucky.
So introduce our next guest for us, my dear.
Okay, so next up we have Melissa Hudson, and Melissa is co-owner with her husband Jasper of Jefferson State Adventure Hub and Pedigo Redding and Pedigo Chico.
Yes, thank you for having
Chico,
me today.
Chico, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And for those of you that haven't seen it, it's a great-looking building that has been used to be kind of nasty on the Miracle Mile, North Market.
Yeah.
And you guys kind of made it a cool, hip-looking building. I remember when it was going up, and I thought, wow, look at an adventure hub, you know, and I got super excited. And I've been in there many, many times. I've met your husband and talked with him many times. You guys are an advertiser with Enjoy, which we greatly appreciate. But, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you guys provide for adventure purposes, canoes, kayaks, paddle boards, bikes, apparel, footwear, bags. And as far as the bikes go, I mean, there's almost like multiple stores in the two halves of the building.
Yeah, there are. In the Adventure Hub side, we have the Salsa Cycles. We're focusing on the gravel. We actually sponsored the Wild West Gravel Grinder earlier this year out in Red Bluff, and that was a huge success. And we're going to look for other events in the future. But on the other side of the shop, we have the Pedigo electric bikes.
Which is what I want.
Which a lot of people do.
Yeah, come ride one and you'll, yeah.
It is amazing. For those of you that haven't even thought about it, if you thought you were a bike rider, and it's just, for me, I love bike riding, but two things. One, I do not like to huff and puff, and two, the seats never really work for me, and my butt ends up going to sleep. So I got to ride one the other day, and it had a nice big bottom seat for me, and I was like, this is like a sitting on a couch. And then I rode around and was under my own kind of free will, and then I got to a hill, and this is where I was like, eh, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I just pedaled, and it was like the little electric motor kicked in, and it was easy breezy, and it was so joyful, mm-hmm. and made me feel like I could ride this bike all day long.
And that's exactly true. The bikes have excellent range. You can go 30 to 60 miles on the most common battery, but it's not about the tech and the specs. It's about the just getting out and enjoying it, and the fact that you never have to worry if you're going to have enough energy for that next hill or if you're going to have enough energy to get home or anything. You've got throttle options. You've got pedal assist options. It makes it a great equalizer if two people of different ability levels are out. There's bikes for everyone. We can accommodate anything. So
listen to her. Yeah. She knows her stuff. It's exactly what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear all of that.
Well, hey.
Well, and this is a beautiful area to, I mean,
yeah.
This is a great place to have a business like that.
Yeah, we do both sales and rentals, but we're only about a block away from the River Trail, so people can come and rent and ride the River Trail.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
We have people coming from out of town.
Oh, yeah.
You can get to the Sundial Bridge. You can get to the Diesel Horse. You can get to the Suspension Bridge.
I may have to come do that with just my family so that we can kind of all check out the whole, you know, bike thing again.
Because
my kids have been like, we need new bikes. And I was telling you while we were not on air that, unfortunately, all five of our family bikes were stolen, and so we're bikeless.
Yeah.
So, but we promised each other if we were to move forward that we would come look at electric bikes because some of our friends own them, and that's the ones we have been riding, and we were just blown away by them. And they ride, I mean, they're older than I am. I won't say how old they are, but they come from way south of town, like out 273, and then all of a sudden they'll show up at our store, and I'm like, oh, how'd you guys get here? And they're like, oh, on our bikes. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're like, and they live on this huge, huge hill. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, no, we got these new electric bikes. It's amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing. So if you haven't ridden one, come in and try it.
Yeah, definitely. I would suggest that.
So you are located on North Market Street.
Yes.
And you have a Facebook page. So a lot of the information of your store is on there.
Yes. And pedagoreading.com.
Uh-huh.
And then we're on Instagram. We're at JSA Hub for the Adventure Hub and at Pedago Reading.
Wonderful.
So this is the place to go, folks, to check out if you haven't. And if you have ideas, if you want to take your lovely Enjoy magazine and figure out a nice trip to go do something.
There's a lot.
Many places.
There's a lot of great.
About, yeah. You can go here and get the things that you need to go enjoy these little adventures all around here in the North State.
Yeah.
So
any last words that you want to share?
Come and see us. Join the adventure. And for the Pedago side, hello fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much for spending your time with us this evening
and
giving a little
me.
Bit
Appreciate
of a shout-out to your business because it's a great asset to the community.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And are we going to just slide right into Mr. Darrell, or are we going to take a break?
Yeah, let's slide in because we're short on time.
Yeah. We have another guest that we just kind of hooked up on the end of the table.
But he's my husband, and he's going to forgive us. So,
in case you didn't know, James, that means I'm a special guest.
You are? Oh, yes. My bad. I have it right here. I missed that whole spot.
Yeah, I did.
All right. So, Darrell, you have some great news to share with us.
I have. You know, one of the things that I happen to be doing in the community is currently serving as president of Riverfront Playhouse. And for those of your listeners who are not aware of it, we got the green light to begin construction on our new theater downtown Reading. We are just absolutely ecstatic. We're just thrilled to death.
For real. Everybody should be.
And it's downtown.
Yes, it's at the corner of California Street and Gold, just a block down from Jack's and all the rest of the
it's
action.
A very
there
cool building. California Street.
Yeah, it is. If you haven't seen it, your listeners haven't seen it, they can take a look at it.
And now there'll be some action there with construction.
Yes, there will.
Yeah.
In fact, our contractor was there today, met with the concrete contractors, and we're underway. Construction has begun.
Congratulations.
And it's not only going to be a theater for Riverfront. There's other uses that will be part of it.
That's true. Some people may remember that as the real building, the Reading Industrial Occupational Health Building.
Yep.
It's 11,500 square feet. That's as opposed to just over 4,000 square feet that we're in now out of sight.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're expanding. It's a big expansion. And this is decades that the theater's been looking to move, you know. Mm-hmm. The Riverfront Playhouse has been around this town for 39 years now.
It's 40
That's crazy.
Years.
Yeah.
So the building's going to have not only our main theater, our primary stage area, but we're going to have a separate shop now for construction. We'll have a well-appointed green room. I don't know if you've ever...
Yes, I have. Yeah.
The actors need the respect and all that we have. In addition, we have an art gallery. We'll have an events room with a concession stand, a small black box theater for experimental productions. We're going to do open mic nights and poetry nights and other events, improv nights. And it's going to be available to the public to rent. We're going to have private concerts, conferences, meetings, movie screenings, weddings, and all kinds of special events.
Oh, my gosh.
Which will just bring a facility downtown that's going to bring more people downtown
sure.
for these
yeah.
kinds of special events and all. Yeah. In addition to the absolutely fabulous productions we do. I think you just were talking about
yeah.
Little Women
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some great stuff going on. And Frankenstein,
next.
I must throw in a plug for that. But you know.
Yeah, we
oh, we're excited.
Do.
We're on our way. And thanks to the community and Cornerstone Bank, we're just thrilled to death. We're moving forward.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Jill,
you,
for being
Darryl.
Here. Again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. Now in North State.
North State now.
And this is James and Rhonda with Enjoy. Thanks for listening.